you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
A trip into the multiverse takes 7 Oscars at last night's Academy Awards ceremony.
Some movies did not do well at all. Banshees of Inisherin, Tar, and Elvis all went home empty-handed.
The widespread enrollment declines at community colleges may be turning tide. And federal officials seize another faltering bank. Good morning. It's Monday, March 13th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3 and LAist.com. Here's what's happening. Everything Everywhere All at Once dominated last night's Oscars with 7 awards. It won Best Picture, Best Director, and 3 of the 4 acting categories. LAist's Josie Wong says the Asian American performers who won made sure to shout out their immigrant parents.
For all its eye-popping fight scenes set in the multiverse, Everything Everywhere All at Once is, at its heart, a story about immigrant parents and their children. Many involved in the film were raised by Asian immigrants. Those parents were top of mind for them Oscar night, like when Ki-Hui Kwan won for Best Supporting Actor.
Mom, I just want an Oscar!
The Vietnamese-born actor of Chinese descent thanked his mom for her sacrifices. The family lived as refugees before settling in Southern California. Meanwhile, one of the film's producers, Jonathan Wong, noted both he and co-director Daniel Kwan have parents from Taiwan.
This movie is very much a love song to our Taiwanese parents.
Kwan said his father loved film and used it as an escape from life. Now, movies are his son's life. For LAist 89.3, I'm Josie Huang.
LAist host John Horn was in the audience at the Dolby Theater last night, and here's his main takeaway.
I think the overarching lesson that Hollywood might take away from this year's Oscars is that there is an audience for movies led by diverse casts. 3 years ago, when Parasite won the Best Picture Award, not a single member of its acting troupe was nominated. This time, Jamie Lee Curtis, Ki-Hui Kwan, and Michelle Yeoh won from Everything Everywhere All at Once. Compared to Avatar and Top Gun, it wasn't a big box office blockbuster, but it did incredibly well for a film of its stature and might end up grossing close to $100 million now that it has a little bit of an Oscar boost at the box office.
Brendan Fraser won the Best Actor Oscar for his role in The Whale, the story of a 600-pound man looking to mend his relationship with his daughter. The film also won for makeup and hairstyling for the startling physical transformation of Fraser's character. For the first time, a black woman has won multiple Oscars. Costume designer Ruth Carter won her 2nd award last night for her work on Black Panther, Wakanda Forever. Carter also won an Oscar for costumes for the original Black Panther movie. Carter told reporters she endured in the face of adversity, and she hopes to inspire young costume designers. There was another first at last night's Academy Awards, a first-time win for a song from India. Natu Natu took home Best Original Song. It's the epic number from the epic Indian film RRR.
Na paata zoodu, na paata zoodu, na paata zoodu, na tu na tu na tu na tu na tu na tu veera na tu.
It was introduced as having an incredibly catchy chorus and being a total banger. The rendition on stage included wildly energetic dancing that had the audience in thrall. In other news, the federal takeover of Silicon Valley Bank late last week is having ramifications across Southern California. New York-based Signature Bank was closed Sunday by the New York Department of Financial Services to protect depositors. It has offices in Beverly Hills, El Segundo, Newport Beach, and Ontario. The department has appointed the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation to run the day-to-day operations of the bank, saying all depositors will be made whole. Community colleges in the U.S. have struggled with enrollment for the past several years. LAist Community Colleges reporter Jackie Orchard explains why there's reason to believe, though, that is turning around.
Community college enrollment has dropped by over 400,000 students statewide, or about 16%. But there's been some hope this year, with 69 of its 116 colleges seeing higher headcounts, according to recent state data. Long Beach City College is one of those successes, with spring enrollment up 10% from last spring. LBCC President Mike Munoz credits the success to meeting basic needs.
We're using data to outreach personally to students to help them bridge from fall semester to spring semester and support that continuation in enrollment. And we're seeing it's working.
The California Community College's Chancellor's Office has shifted to a new funding formula, relying less on enrollment and rewarding colleges for serving underrepresented students. Still, the rising headcount in Long Beach is a glimmer of hope in the community college landscape. I'm Jackie Orchard.
Fewer than half of adults in Los Angeles County who contracted COVID-19 were fully recovered a month later. That's according to a study by the USC Pandemic Research Center. Researchers asked 675 people who contracted COVID if they still had symptoms 4 weeks later. 46% responded they fully recovered, but the rest reported continuing symptoms. Extreme fatigue is the most common. Los Angeles cardiologist and long COVID patient Alice Perlowski says anyone can end up with it.
I wouldn't assume that you can't get long COVID because you had COVID a couple times and were fine.
She adds that another problem is that there is not one specific test that can particularly identify it. The University of California system received $15 million in state grants for various research products to help tackle the climate crisis. Each UC school will get a two-year grant to focus on projects that will help California communities that are vulnerable to climate disasters. Dina Leslovsky is the Senior Director of Business Development in UCLA's Tech Development Group, which manages the funding. She says UCLA plans to use the funding to develop an exterior paint that helps buildings stay cooler.
If you can cover these with a paint that radiates the heat away, you will need less air conditioning. It will be cooler where you don't have enough air conditioning. And so this is good just in general for climate action, but also for some of our most vulnerable communities.
She says the focus for all the UCs are projects where technology in the lab can quickly be commercialized and used in the real world. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Watley, inviting you to read more news at LAist.com. And of course, you can always listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino. Catherine Mailhouse is the Director of Content Development, and our engineer is Brandon Bowles. Support for this broadcast is made possible by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Los Angeles a better place to live.
LAist Studios. The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.